Midland Today welcomes letters to the editor at andrew@midlandtoday.ca. Please include your daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. This letter is in response to a letter published Tuesday entitled Trucker Convoy Protesters Need to Learn What Real Freedom Means. Dear editor, you said your grandfather fought in World War I for real freedom. I ask what your definition of real freedom is. My grandfather fought in World War II and risked his life to stop a tyrannical government at all costs to ensure we had real freedom. Do people including truck drivers and healthcare workers in Canada really need to choose between a vaccine and their careers and livelihood? Is that freedom? If your answer is yes, then this is no longer the free Canada that you and my grandfather fought for. Real freedom is getting to choose what you put in your body and not losing your job because of that choice. If the economic impact is your concern, then the government has the choice to remove the unlawful mandates, so these peaceful tax-paying Canadians can get back to the jobs they love. You mentioned sedition in your option piece. Well, the definition of sedition is incitement of resistance to or insurrection against lawful authority. The point here is that it must be lawful authority. Mandates are not laws. Somewhere we have lost our most important laws, including the Canadian Constitution, the Canadian Bill of Rights and the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms. These are the real freedoms our grandfathers fought for. Nothing supersedes these Canadian laws, not mandates and not government overreach. I have been to Ottawa and heard their cries. When Mr. Trudeau decides to come out from hiding, perhaps, he can initiate a real conversation like an adult who is leading a country. When tyranny becomes law, rebellion becomes duty. Thank you, truck drivers, for having the courage to stand up to tyranny. They have shown true leadership, and are caring not just about their future, but the future of all Canadians to come. Let's ensure these next generations have real freedoms too. D. Namath Tiny.